That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Mac Weldon Game. Put it on your body, you'll never be the same. It's the best underwear and socks and shirts. Try them out, you know it just won't hurt. Whatever you're wearing right now, Mac Weldon's better. In any kind, and every kind of weather. Doesn't matter, it's a premium man. It's essential brand, you gotta have it. So get it into your hand.
They use silver, you know they make it so you do not smell.
Mm-mm.
And they hold the curves of your body, you know Max knows you so well.
You know I wore them to LAX, in the car for a long time and it was the best. And if I'm gonna be wearing something for a long time, I need the Mack Weldon to make me feel so fine.
And you know every day they show the care, and you don't like that you can return your first pair, but you keep it then they'll still refund you. No questions asked, what a free pass.
For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout, and it will just be the bomb. So get it on, get it on now. Get it on, get it on now. Get it on, get it on now. And by get it on, I mean buy some Mack Weldon. Get it on your body.
Get it on your body.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That's Zach Reno.
That's Jess McKenna.
We got a guest pianist on the keys. We love him. We play with him every Thursday at the UCB Theater with Magic to Do. It's Aaron Wilson.
Ooh, listen to all of those notes. There's 88 of them, and he knows what all of them do.
What a pro. We got her on the drums. It's producer / drummer Dana. Bow, bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow. We got engineer Brett making those levels so right and so nice.
And straight burning us on Les Mis before the show started.
Yeah, we were singing Les Mis, and Brett was all, is that Susan Boyle song?
Ugh, he burned us.
Sick dunk.
But guys, we got someone else. We're very excited to have this guest. You know her from the hilarious show that stars not just Zach Reno, but also her.
Yes. I'm in episode 11, very briefly, written by some of our other friends, Zeke Nicholson, but it's the incredible
Jean Villapique.
Hi, guys.
Must see TV.
Oh my gosh, I gave you a Jean.
Ooh, wee. I like it.
I made it really, I really fully leaned into.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks
on
for
the
having
show.
Me. I'm a fan.
Guys, we are excited to be here. I feel like I've said this before, but we don't have like a regular scheduled time that we, as you know, because we've been emailing you for a while, trying to get you on. I'm like, want to come Saturday at 4? Okay, no, Thursday at 1:37.
But how would you really like to do it at 10 in the morning?
Because yeah,
so that is when this is happening.
I do like to put in like the listener's head, like, hey, this is Friday at 5 and we're freaking burnt out.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is a Wednesday at 10. I feel like it's good liner notes to know.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I want people to know where we at.
I woke up with a crazy twitch on the side of my face. You may see it going on. I don't know if it's going to keep going. It's just like a fun little thing my body's doing today to be like, hey.
You tired.
You don't control me. I do what I want.
Yeah, bodies are so crazy.
Bodies are crazy.
Jean, how's your bod?
How's your bod?
It's wild. I love those switches. I love, but then I always try to figure out like, do I eat something? Am I holding my tension like right above my cheek? Like I try to analyze it, and I think sometimes it's okay to know. we don't know.
Yeah. And you got to give yourself permission, because if you freak out about it, then that twitch will never go away.
You know, yeah. And almost always the solution is water.
And sleep.
It's almost always like hydration. Or like if it's a muscle thing, you should have a dang banana.
Because of potassium. What's in a banana? Okay, so bananas, they got potassium.
Ice cream.
They got a peel. They got ice cream. They got mush. The part's mush, and they got a peel, and you don't eat the peel, although monkeys do sometimes.
Do they? I think they peel them.
No, they peel them. That's for sure. They do peel them.
Yeah, it's part of like what's so cute about them.
Have you ever peeled it from the other side?
I've seen that hack. Do you guys think we're in a post like listicle hack your life phase?
God, I hope so.
What does that mean? So we're not going to hack listicle?
We have to stop.
I got confused.
Yeah, we've been hacking and listicling our lives.
But I just the earnestness in Jean's face. Does that mean?
I was so tender. A listicle is it? Is it a frozen list?
A listicle is an article that's list based. So, like, 31 ways you're doing life wrong, number one.
True. But, however, what if it was made of ice and it was a list that hangs, like, sort of from the top of an ice cave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We go down to an ice cave where a bunch of...
This is BuzzFeed's ice cave. This is where they grow all of their lists out of ice from the ceiling.
How's it coming on the list on 42 ways that you shouldn't be talking to your high school friends anymore?
Pretty good.
We got four.
How's it coming on the list of 18 types of cereal that you shouldn't been eating when you were a kid and now you should be mad at your mom?
Pretty good.
We got four.
How's it coming on the list where you find out 18 ways to be a good bridesmaid?
Pretty good. Get made.
Guys, I don't know if it's time for this, but I had a different idea.
Okay.
Oh. What if we make lists of other lists that we could make in the future, too?
Whoa.
A list that makes a list of lists that we can make lists that we don't miss. I think that I could get down with this.
Here at BuzzFeed. Here at BuzzFeed. From caves that are also lists. Here at BuzzFeed. Here at BuzzFeed. That's pretty much all we do is this.
Hey guys, I'm really cold. Can we put sweaters on?
But if we put sweaters on, then how will we be in a mental state to write the list of 15 things you only feel when you're much too cold?
37 tank tops you should be wearing in a cave.
Or 15 nipples that look like continents.
Or frozen vegetables you can put on your body when you have a bruise or need healing.
Here at BuzzFeed, here at BuzzFeed. Writing any kind of list that we choose. Here at BuzzFeed, here at BuzzFeed. This all counts as news.
But I am really cold.
I'm very cold. Let's put on a sweater.
Pick that sweater up from our listicle about 22 cardigans you can't miss.
Do you guys ever wonder? I mean, I know that that's what we do. We harvest lists from this ice cave where they grow from the ceiling. Do you ever wonder, like, who's making these lists? What is this ICE's, like, deal?
Yeah, somebody's controlling us from above. Some freezing entity.
Some sort of ICE deity.
Oh, hold on.
You hear that?
Yeah, I hear creepy laughter.
What can only be described as evil or old person laughter.
Oh, it's neither. Oh.
I see Frosty Mish.
Oh. What's that?
Oh.
Who are you?
Hello, my name is Ferretti.
Ferretti.
Italian.
And I am an influencing Yeti.
Yeti.
For centuries I've lived in the cold, so alone and feeling so bold. I started to put my magic into eyes. And now the world knows what I think. And now the world knows what I think. My thoughts, my ideas, my opinions, everything I take to the brink.
Hello, I'm a different Yeti. You know me, my name is Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
I don't really make lists, I just kinda hang out in this cave. And sometimes I cook a marinara sauce that you can smell from far away. For us, even though you might not have known it,
we didn't know.
We've made these lists specifically. He did when he grew it.
And my brother is also here, making sure that I'm well fed.
Yeah.
But it's me, Ferretti, who put those ideas into your head.
I'm a spaghetti and now.
My name's Kelsey, and I'm an unpaid intern here, but
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Kelsey.
Wow, your voice has so many different...
Yeah, a lot of people sing differently than they speak.
I thought you were old, but you sing young.
Well, I am a bit timeless. It's like when the Beatles sing, and you're like, oh, sometimes I hear their accents, but sometimes they could be American.
Yeah. It really depends on the genre of the song. Like, if I'm really extending notes, you're not going to hear my original Yeti accent as much.
Yeah, and if I'm like, oh, I'm really kind of like digging into some pathos, it might not sound as like casual and relaxed as his old-timey Yeti voice.
Anyway, thanks for working in our ice cave.
Yeah, sorry you're not getting paid. That seems wrong.
That's an honor.
Sorry?
That's on BuzzFeed. Yeah,
that's okay. I mean, it's just an honor to like be a part of the buzz, but I think you guys need to know that your lists are huge. I mean, if you go south, if you were in New York City, you guys know about New York City?
New York City.
I mean, your lists are so hip and cool there, and everyone loves spaghetti there.
But we're so worried about what people would think of two Yetis going into New York City. You think what are the people of New York like? Are they welcoming and kind and friendly to people who are different?
Well, the number of people in New York is a lot. It's like America's very specific melting pot. There's all kinds of people from all over the world with accents and other things. Maybe not as hairy as you, but lots of jewelry and rings. Ooh. Yetis are welcome in New York, in Brooklyn or the Bronx. You could make your list there. They wouldn't be as cold, and you could dance the crunks.
Whoa.
I don't even know if that's a dance.
It is.
There's all kinds of dances to do. Yetis, come with me, an unpaid intern with you. You're saying Yetis are welcome in New York. Yetis are welcome in New York. From Brooklyn to the Bronx, and you know we're learning to do the Kronx.
Yeah!
Yetis are welcome in New York.
That's right.
Yetis are welcome in New York.
From Queens, Manhattan, but also the Bronx. We're doing the Kronx.
Kronx. Ooh, what's this?
This is a picture of a skyscraper.
Whoa.
They don't really scrape the sky. Inside, they read papers.
And what's this yellow, long-looking box thing?
It's where parking tickets go.
What's this long-looking train that seems so crowded?
It's a subway. You can be quiet or loud.
Whoa.
And what's this triangle with the same sauce as pasta?
It's called some Italian word for pasta triangle.
Yetis are welcome to New York. Yetis are welcome in New York. From Brooklyn to the Bronx.
Yetis are welcome in New York.
Now let's all do the crunk. Whoa, we made it to New York.
I'm walking here.
Hey, I'm also walking here.
Oh, hey, good to meet you.
Hi, I'm Spaghetti. This is my brother, Ferretti.
Oh, yeah, you guys, what are you, a couple furry old white balls?
They're Yetis.
Yeah, this
Yetis.
Is our new friend,
Kelsey. Welcome to New York. I can't stop and talk, but boy, am I glad you're here. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, everybody's really busy here. They've got lots of places to go. It's kind of like they hustle all the time. I don't know if Yetis hustle.
Oh.
Yetis normally do not hustle.
No, no, no.
We normally move at a slow, glacial pace.
Mm-hmm. Much like ice.
Well, be careful walking down the streets then, because people might bump into you, and oof, cars might hit you, and...
Hey!
Watch where you're going!
We're walking here!
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize. There's an understanding in New York where everyone just bumps into everyone, and everyone kind of yells at everyone, and it's just how they talk.
Oh. Well, that sounds kind of fun when you put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, we don't normally talk to anyone except each other, and it's normally things like, nice list. Nice spaghetti. Could you clean the sink? Because I need to do dishes and the sink is full of spaghetti.
Are you missing home, Spaghetti?
No, we've only been gone for like, what? How long did it take to get here from that ice cave?
Like four days.
Like a 4 day.
Did you grow up there?
Oh yeah.
You've lived in that ice cave your whole life?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Like 413 years of our existence has been in that same ice cave.
Yeah, 412 for me. I'm a little bit
younger. Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah, he's younger. He'll never let me forget it.
I'm a young soul, too. But it's okay. I mean, I guess home is where you spend your time. Even if the home is an ice cave made of ice that's so sublime. But I think that home can be anywhere. Oh look, a for sale sign on an apartment. Let's just check it if I dare. How much is $3 million for a one bedroom? Is that a good price for an apartment? I don't know about New York prices, I'm new.
Well, I guess if this doesn't work, we could just come live with you, Kelsey.
Yeah.
You could what?
We could come live with you.
You guys, that's kind of funny because I don't really have a place right now. I'm crashing on couches.
Oh.
I don't know if you do that in ice caves. It doesn't hurt even though the word crashing's in it. I'm trying to save up for a place of my own.
Oh.
I'm an unpaid intern, so I live alone.
No, we're definitely gonna get you a house in New York City. That's our new thing we've got to do.
And we'll figure out a way if you say our lists are very big down here. We should get that money that is clear.
Because you may not also have other vocations.
What?
My brother is good at negotiating prices, and I do renovations.
Wow!
We're just two brothers, so I say you can see. Some people call us the Yeti Brothers of Property. We're gonna get you a house in New York City.
Gonna get you a house in New York City.
I have terrible news.
Oh, no.
What?
What's the news?
Nobody is clicking on listlistlist.com. We're getting trounced by BuzzFeed.
But listlistlist.com is the place that everyone should go for all your list needs.
That's what I thought when I bought the domain, and yet no one is coming over to listlistlist.com. They're spending all their time on BuzzFeed.
Well, there's another site that's going to get awful lot of traffic right now.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
It's YetiPropertyBrothers.com. Apparently, these two Yetis moved to New York City and just started, like, flipping houses.
Everything.
Everything's flipped.
It's like upside down.
Yeah. I mean, you thought, the common knowledge was that places in New York were too expensive to buy, but they seem to just keep finding these little gems way under market price, and they're giving people the houses they didn't want but couldn't afford. Anyway, that's maybe not particularly relevant to our issue at the moment. How do we get more traffic to listlistlist.com?
Well, maybe we could get more traffic to listlistlist.com if we were propertyyetis.com.
You're saying we become propertyyetis.com?
How about propertyproperty.com?
Okay,
propertyproperty.com.
Yetis implied.
Propertyproperty.com.
The Yetis inside.
I wanna get up and I wanna steal all of their buzz. I don't care if they're negotiating, renovating while they're covered in fuzz. We got a little heat there, yeah, they got a little trend. But we can get on their ads, yeah, we can upend if we're at
propertyproperty.com.
The Yeti's implied.
Propertyproperty.com.
The Yeti's inside.
I get a little misty in the eyes when I think about former Governor Chris Christie.
Sure.
That guy could divert any traffic any way he wants. If we could get that traffic our way, we win.
Propertyproperty.com.
That's right. I want you all to go out and be like listless Chris Christie's.
Chris Listie.
I want you to block a bridge so the money comes to me.
Miss Christie.
Then I'll sit on a beach that I made private for just my fam. That's what I'll do, and I'll kill those yetis if I have to.
Wait, what?
Damn.
Propertyproperty.com.
Ooh.
Propertyproperty.com.
We'll use something slightly different from the other website's icon to market
propertyproperty.com.
I'm gonna steal their negotiations. And when I feel like I'm ready for renovation, I'm gonna take their little thing, I'm gonna squash it like a bug. You know what will look good in my entryway?
listlist.com be able to kill two Yetis and take over all of their business?
Or will the Yetis continue to influence the world and the world of home renovation?
Will Kelsey get a house in New York City? Find out when we return to the second act of Property Yeti Brothers, the musical!
Juicy Scoop, it's gonna move ya! When comedian and actress Heather McDonald, who loves juicy and controversial topics, dives into them each week on her podcast, Juicy Scoop!
Yeah, much like the very Miss Chelsea lately that Heather wrote and appeared on since its inception, Heather does not hold back her opinion on anything or anyone or anywhere.
Ooh.
Or any why.
Perfect. Thanks. With guests ranging from actors to comics and reality stars, Heather will ask the questions you're always wondering yourself.
And you can listen to new ad-free episodes plus the entire Juicy Scoop archive now on Stitcher Premium.
Go to StitcherPremium.com/JuicyScoop and use the promo code OFFBOOK for a free month of Stitcher Premium. Juicy Scoop, it's gonna move ya!
Don't sue us, gum companies. We can't be sued!
That jingle's from 92!
Welcome back.
You've just heard half of a musical. Here's the other half.
How about that other half? It's coming right now. We cut to, a fancy New York cafe.
Well, my great-grandfather owned the house, and then I inherited it from my mother, who inherited it from her mother. That was my great-grandfather's.
And what I'm hearing is, it's too much house for you.
Well, it's filled with things that I no longer remember where they came from.
Ah, yes. Wouldn't it be great if you could just sell that house to me for half its listing price?
But this is her house that she allows me to run my fancy New York cafe out of.
I thought we were just having a meeting in a cafe about a home.
Are we not in my home?
This is a cafe and a home?
That's right.
Too much house for you.
It's cutting edge.
This is too much house for you.
We also make pickles.
All right. Listen, I want to come in with a fair, balanced deal that'll make this house no longer be your problem.
Hey. Well. That is a very good, catchphrase for the kind of deals you want to make. What did you say you wanted to have the deal be?
Fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced? Yes. What a good thing to say.
I like things that are fair. I like things that are balanced. I also like things that are in my family. I don't know how to get these ideas together. Fair family, balanced family, fair balanced family.
Fair family, balanced family, fair family, balanced.
It would be so fair if you let me buy this house from you. And I'll keep it. This is what I'll do. I'll balance my skills with my brother, and we'll turn this house around, and we'll get rid of all of these objects that you have found. It will be fair and it will be balanced, I can tell you so. It will be fair and it will be balanced. Sign and let us go.
And it will be fair,
and it will be balanced.
It will be fair, and it will be balanced.
I trust them, so I trust you too. You are trustworthy, just like that station that rules the nation.
Oh, is that a bad phrase? Listen, I'm just a Yeti out here trying to flip houses, and this seemed like a house that was too much for you. If you don't want to sell it to me, a Yeti, then I can just go.
Did you say Yeti?
Yeah, I'm a Yeti.
Oh, I thought you were Sasquatches or however you say it. Yeah, Yeti. Let's do it.
Oh, great.
Wow, Freddie, you did a really great job.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to, speak to them in their language, you know?
No, I thought that was really great. I was really excited to do some renovations on this house/cafe. Hey, you know what? I think that fair and balanced is, in theory, is like a really, really good thing to strive for.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded fine when I said it, but then that, like, everyone got nervous.
Yeah, I don't know why that was. Must have another context in this world for some
reason.
Yeah,
I'm here to make deals and flip houses so that we can give Kelsey the most beautiful house in all of New York City.
We've flipped so many houses, but we haven't found one that's good enough for Kelsey yet. But I think this might be it. Do you want to go tell her the news that you got the house?
Oh, I don't know. Do you think she'll even like it?
Of course she'll like it.
I don't know, Spaghetti. Do you think she'll even like it?
Freddy, she'll love it. Just think about what we know about Kelsey and what we know about this house. Because I think they're a perfect match. It's got a front door, and Kelsey loves to come in front doors. Every building we've ever entered into, I've never seen her not use a front door before. She likes kitchens, and this one's got a kitchen too. Whenever she's making food in a home, a kitchen is the thing that she'll use. It's perfect for Kelsey. It's perfect, and I think this house is bitchin'. This house is perfect. It's the very perfect house for Kelsey. This three-bedroom loft in Hell's Kitchen.
I don't know. Because does it have enough natural light to capture the gleam in Kelsey's eyes? Does it have enough original finishes that we can perfectly restore? Are these original hardwood floors worthy of her, or should I look for more?
Don't you worry, I'm gonna knock out that wall, and then the light will come in a gleam. And as for original features, just picture when I restore that beam. And we're gonna give it open concept and an island to entertain. It's gonna be the best property that Kelsey's ever seen, like a dream right out of her brain. It's gonna be perfect for Kelsey.
And if it's not, then I'll keep looking at every apartment in the city.
It's gonna be perfect.
It's gonna be perfect. It's got to be
perfect. Just you listen. This three-bedroom loft in Hell's Kitchen that you got for $100,000. What a steal!
I hope I didn't take advantage of that lady.
Oh, she seemed fine.
All right, good.
Excuse me, can I get three pretzels and three bags of the mixed nuts and, three of the Poland Springs waters, please?
Oh, yeah, you can get all those things, but how come you're so worried?
I don't know. I have friends visiting in town, you know, and I just read this article about global warming.
Oh, my. Oh, please don't cry. Please don't cry at our cart.
It's affecting people and animals everywhere.
Yeah.
No, I mean, we get it. I mean, we may be selling pretzels and mixed nuts and water, but, like, that's just a job. You know, our passion is environmental conservation.
Yeah, of course.
I wish there was something I could do. I have friends visiting from, like, I guess I could say north, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I don't know if they're going to be able to go home.
Oh, well, home is just where you spend your time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that must be true. I keep hearing it.
But I mean, there's plenty of stuff you could do if you need to, like, I don't know, feel like you're giving back. I mean, there's the Sierra Club. You could do a monthly donation to them.
The Sierra Club?
Yeah, you know, I'm an unpaid intern. Maybe I could volunteer. I'm an unpaid intern.
It's really hard. Sometimes when you try to look into, like, casual volunteer opportunities, they just pretty much always say, you know what, we would love your donation. You're like, please, please, can I do something with my time?
And they're like, nah, dog.
No, we got it, but like, just money.
Just like money, please.
Also, I think some of those people actually take my salary.
Yeah. And then like, they deserve it, probably. Like, I want like nonprofit people to be well paid.
Yeah, I mean, 501c3's gotta have employees, and those people gotta have a life.
It's not like a street cart.
No, it's not like a street cart.
Not like a street cart.
No, not like a street cart at all. We have, you know, like, I want them to be able to, like, I want that job to be an appealing sector of the workforce, you know? I want college kids coming out thinking about how they can work for a nonprofit. And the only way we can do that is if they got salaries, they can stop it. They gotta have a nice appeal. They gotta get kids with lots of zeal. So I want them to be paid well.
We may be selling pretzels and nuts, but hey, no ifs, ands, or buts. You know, we're both in favor of minimum wage.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, you bet me, bud. We want that wage to be going up, up, up. So when people do good work, people gotta get paid.
Living wage.
Living wage.
Living wage.
It's called a living wage.
Living wage. Oh, it's all the rage.
Gotta get that living wage. Sing it.
Living wage.
Living wage. It's all the rage. How about you? You got a living wage?
For lunch, I just had a crouton.
Just not enough.
And I never slept on a bed, just my cousin's futon.
Oh my God.
Bad support.
I work for a company that is called BuzzFeed.
Uh-oh.
But I barely eat. Isn't that ironic?
You gotta get a living wage. Living wage. Yeah, living wage. It's all the rage. It's living wage. Living wage, it's all the rage. Now listen, I think what you gotta do is set your bar a little higher. Take it from us at the street cart, this street cart named Desire. Woo! We're here to fulfill your dreams and make you ask for more. You gotta know what you're worth. If they're not paying you, walk out that door and demand a living wage.
Living wage.
Living wage,
it's all the rage.
Living wage,
living wage,
living wage.
If you're not getting it, it's time to turn the page.
I have the rage.
You've got the rage.
I'm on the stage.
Now get yourself.
Get yourself.
A living
wage.
Well, I couldn't help noticing while you were ordering at that cart that you mentioned your friends were from the north.
Yeah, that's right. Wink, wink, you know what I mean? Really north.
Boss, I think these might be the people.
Shut up, Faniel.
Sorry, Mr. Fox.
Faniel, like Faniel Hall in Boston?
Yep, that's me.
Wow.
Say that one more time.
Faniel Hall? I think that's what it's called.
That's right. Pits. Yeah, I just wanted to hear it. That's exactly right.
Hey, I know you two. List.
No, we don't.
I'm the biz turn at buzz turd. I can't even say it. I'm so excited.
No, those two
I'm
people.
A turd at bizball.
Oh, you are. That is very funny.
No, those
you
two
are.
People don't have mustaches and hats like we do.
Also, I hear list. It doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, they just moved on, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I took a week off, so I'm not exactly on the list. News.
A lot happens in a week.
Wow.
But I can't help but notice that you have a little bit of furry fuzz stuck to your cardigan.
Yeah, that's hugging my friends. They're shedding. It's so much warmer here than where they're from.
Daniel.
Yeah.
We gotta follow this lady.
Okay.
And we gotta find
Can we
these.
Follow you?
Faniel!
Oh, wait, sorry.
Oh my God. Faniel,
you can come with me.
Oh.
You wanna come over? I'm meeting them. They flip properties? Do you know about flipping stuff? Like you buy it low, sell it high?
Nope. We don't know anything about that. That sounds real interesting, though.
We sure would love to learn about it.
We sure would love to.
Your fingernails are so long.
Thank you.
Here, up this way. We're just heading up into the, 43rd and 9th, I think is where I'm going to need them.
Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, it's a weird place to take people from up north, wink, wink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is a weird place.
It's a weird place. I wonder what's up there.
In Hell's Kitchen, they make lots of things you can eat or bake. It's Hell's Kitchen, where they make the hell.
Where they make the hell?
There's people who couldn't afford housing in other boroughs in the 80s, so they moved up there. And they were real thorough when they named their hood after something that's not good. That's what it is called, Hell's Kitchen.
Oh.
Hell's Kitchen, Hell's Kitchen, the place where they make the hell. Kitchen, the place where we know it well.
Now all we gotta do is follow her slowly. She'll lead us right there. And we can follow both where she's going and this trail of Yeti hair.
That's my potato, and, like, that's a great
place.
And
she takes us on this boring tour. We will find these Yetis, and then we'll take their four.
Hell's Kitchen, the place where they make the
Hell's Kitchen, Hell's Kitchen,
place where we know it well. Actually, we're almost here. I guess it's 43 right here in Overton 9th.
Wow. What a fabulous pre-war building. It seems gorgeous with a lot of original touches and finishes.
It looks like it's partly been converted to a cafe, which is weird. Oh, it seems like there's construction going on in here right now.
It's beautiful. It's like a dream come true. Look at that front door.
Oh, you like front doors,
do
you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Hell's Kitchen.
I mean, the crown mold.
Hell's Kitchen.
Glass in the door.
The place where they make the
spaghetti.
It's good enough, Ferretti. It's time to show her, and then she'll cry and cry, and we'll be so happy the job well done, even though we went a little bit over budget, because we always do, because stuff happens,
excited.
But it's okay. We got excited.
Guys,
Kelsey,
whoever gets this is the luckiest person in the whole... Oh, excuse me. I should say, this is my friend Faniel and...
Mr. Fox.
And Mr. Fox. This is... Ferretti and Spaghetti, Faniel Fox.
Oh, nice to meet you guys.
The pleasure is all ours.
Yeah, boss. Now we can kill these Yetis.
Faniel, shut the front door that we're all standing by.
It's a beautiful front door. It's so beautiful.
We gotta walk in. I hope you like it, Kelsey. It was, well, I hoped after looking at all the properties in Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens.
Staten Island.
This was
Astoria.
Yeah, that's specifically in Queens. Sure, Spaghetti.
We looked specifically in Astoria.
Oh, thanks, when guys. We were in Queens, sure. I was kind of going borough by borough. You want to go hood by hood? Sure, we looked in Greenpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We looked in Williamsburg.
Yeah.
We looked in Red Hook.
Astoria.
Spaghetti, why'd you love Astoria so much?
I really like Astoria.
He loves
There's something about it. You know, Astoria's got everything that a Yeti could want. Ooh, so many specific Astoria things. I love them all. Like Astoria Street and Astoria Square. And of course, the world famous Astoria store where they make Astoria hats to wear. Astoria, I'm telling ya, there's no greater place to call home. Like Astoria, a place I dare. about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's just he's really sort of like, oh, wow, I really love his story.
You guys are like total New Yorkers and you've been here just what? A short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, we've been here like, I think we've been here 7.5 weeks.
I mean, I feel like you really pick up things like Astoria Street and Astoria Square. And you just feel like a local and you've been here long enough. That's beside the point. We found a place for you and it's right here.
This one? Oh my God,
I mean, don't thank me. Thank Freddy.
Freddy,
I was so worried you wouldn't like this place.
Well, it's just you're a very special person, Kelsey, and I just really wanted to make sure that you found a home that you loved and that you loved the home as much as we love you.
I love you so much, Kelsey.
Kelsey, we love you.
Oh, yeah, we all hug it out. I made some spaghetti and I left it in the sink for us all to try.
I want you guys to live here because I have some bad news. Global warming is going to melt your ice cave.
Oh, that is horrible.
Will you live here with me? We can have spaghetti here. We can go in and out the front door together.
It does have
three bedrooms.
I mean, yeah, no, we will. That's,
yeah, no, honestly, definitely yes.
That was the secret wish of my heart.
We could be a family. Then you will take the shot. We could live together.
I've got a rifle. I'll take the shot.
Hell's Kitchen is not where they make hell, where they make family. We're gonna live and be happy here. It was our destiny to share this property. It was our destiny to share this property. We a family in this property. It was our destiny to make this property.
Hey, boss. I just got this rifle from a store. It was easy to buy, but to be honest, I've never shot a rifle before.
Fennuel, you are helpless. I don't know why I keep you around. Give me that rifle before you shoot it into these original floors.
Ow! I shot myself in the foot! I shot myself in the foot!
Fennuel, if you weren't my nephew's partner,
I shot myself in the foot! And I'm bleeding a lot.
Give me that gun! Give me that gun! Give me that gun! It's our destiny to own this property.
It's our destiny to share this property.
And we'll be our own little family. It was our destiny
to share this property.
Hey, you guys want some spaghetti?
You know we
do.
Hey, here's some for you.
And try the spaghetti, Mr. Fox. Kelsey just offered you spaghetti and you didn't even try it at all.
Sure.
Just take a little bite of spaghetti and then think maybe you won't feel small.
Flavors are fair. The pasta to sauce is so balanced. It's fair and balanced.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I wasn't. It's fair.
We could make a list of reasons we can just come together.
Yeah, 12 things we all have in common. I'll start. One. Everyone loves spaghetti.
Two. Everyone loves Kelsey.
Yeah.
Three. Everyone loves spaghetti, the Yeti, not the meal.
Four. Everyone needs to go to the hospital if you get a gunshot wound. Everyone needs a living wage. I'm here and I brought you a housewarming gift. It's a pretzel.
Eight. Who doesn't love warm nuts?
Nine. Cappuccinos from a living room. Yum.
Ten. Hell's Kitchen is pretty great. I mean, it's not a story of great, but it's still pretty great. Did I skip? I think I said ten.
I don't know. Doesn't matter. There's so many things the list could go on for.
Could grow from the cave. Maybe the ice caps we could all save.
A giant list that turns into a giant ice cap or a glacier
that covers the north.
We could save the planet. What are we waiting for? Let's join the Sierra Club. Sierra Club. They're primarily wildlife, but still Sierra Club.
Sierra Club.
Maybe there are some things we could do in person, too.
I'm sure there are. Let me put them down on a list. I'll also make a list of future lists, so I don't miss this. Lists of things to do in Historia. Lists of things to do in Hell's Kitchen. Lists of things to save the world. Lists for birthday wish to be wishing. Lists for cardigans made out of hands. Lists for hats that you do care.
I guess what you're saying, the point this is, you don't have to choose between love. Property Yeti Brothers.
We'll be right back after this, hopefully, commercial from HGTV. Bye. 1 second for bye.
1 second for bye.
1 second for bye.
How do you feel about swag?
Oh, you know, I love swag.
Yeah. Hello. My name is Gunther.
And I am Dieter, and we offer a wide range of clothing, accessories, and novelty items, all courtesy of your favorite podcast, including, oh, this one I really love off-book. It is so good.
Oh, Dieter, I really love that one here at our company that we own called Pod Swag.
We've got pins, stickers, shirts galore. Also, we have a brand new logo tee, fresh off the rack in sizes extra small to 2XL for your off-book fest.
Yeah, some people want to say, I love the logo that you have, but it says better than the Beatles, and I'm not 100% ready to have that fight with the random person that I see on the street.
Who doesn't understand that I'm making a reference from the very first episode of this podcast.
So we have one now. It just says off-book on it.
You're welcome.
Buy that swag.
Go to podswag.com and check out the merch of off-book and use the code off-book25 for 25% off. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, from July. July 23rd to July 31st, you can get 25% off everything in the off-book collection.
That is a very good deal.
That's a good deal. But hurry, this discount only runs through July 31st.
Or as I like to say, Harry Potter's birthday.
Harry Potter's birthday, July 31st. Okay, back into the internet from our country of Germany,
Germany Online.
Yay! Welcome back.
So incredible.
So
thank you guys for doing it.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for just jumping in and being so amazing. So we're going to do a little segment now. We've done this segment before. This came to us on Twitter. So if you have segment ideas, you can keep throwing them out there. Hashtag OffBookPod.
This one comes to us from Patty
at Bananen Party.
Thank you, Patty. We've done this before. It's called Discussion. So basically, we're going to have a discussion where we each pick one thing to rap kind of in favor of, whether it's like dogs, geese, killer whales, which one is the best pet?
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that one because that's... Well, from my head, what should we do?
Well, this is really not playing to any of our strengths, but maybe that'll be very fun.
Good.
So Gene and I met originally playing on a basketball team.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not a strength.
Yeah,
definitely
no. I mean, we could argue sports.
Well, I think it would be hard to argue that I'm not very, very in the NBA.
Right.
But I guess you could.
Yeah, I mean, like, this is just a jumping off point. You know, like, we could each take a major sport and rap about its merits, but...
I thought we were going to take three basketball teams.
Oh.
And that was for sure going to be, it was just going to be a song where all of us make up the names of people. So let's not do that. let's pick a sport.
Okay,
best sport. You got one? What are we using?
Well, you can, let's let our guest pick first.
Soccer.
She sure. took it. She took the beautiful game.
You take it.
Okay, I'm going to take frickin' tennis.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm going to take... I don't know. Gene, what should I do?
What's a good sport? A baseball.
I'm gonna take
America's pastime.
So take much
a,
baseball,
I'm take a baseball.
Do you want soccer?
No, baseball's wonderful.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Setting it up so we can all succeed. Talking about sports, not a want but a need. Yeah, of course. You know we all love sports. Of course.
You know we all love sports.
You know I want it. I want single. I want doubles. I want you playing tennis and I'm getting into trouble. I watch that tennis like every day. If it's grass or concrete or even clay. Tennis is the best sport. If you come with me, you better have a fork. Cause the fork is going in you cause you're done. I like watching tennis while they sweat in the sun.
Sorry, Jessica, I'm coming up in your face. I'm stealing this verse like I was there, stealing a base. And what now? Now I'm running first and second. About to lay this baseball knowledge like you know that I reckon I'm a home run. You call it a grand slam. I love the baseball, you know who I am. I'm eating hot dogs and beer and screaming a lot. Fighting people out in the parking lot. Baseball.
Oh yeah, get in the back. Cause baseball's boring and your name is Zach. I'm sitting in the front and you can stand up. Cause everyone loves the fucking World Cup. You yeah. know, people hitting that ball around. Not with their hands, but with their feet on the ground. It's soccer, what? It's football too. It's got double names. What can you do?
You said double and I fell in love. My scoring is sent from up above. It makes no sense, 30-45. But it makes me feel like I am so alive. You got Serena battling, she's the queen. Nadal, Federer, yeah, you know what I mean. And they're so good at playing those fast replays. Is it on the line? We'll get out okay.
Ooh, tennis the best sport? Let me think about it, never. Baseball games literally go forever. There's no time limit, they won't stop. Until someone shuts it down and calls the cops. Because they play all day, they play all night. They make those hand signs and they are just right. Is it a fastball, curveball? I don't know. But you put your finger down and you throw.
Oh, baseball, you all never will learn. Cause you sit outside and get a sunburn. You drink your beer while you sit in one seat. And you don't even stand up on your feet. I'm talking World Cup. At a pub or a restaurant, you're gonna drink and you're gonna get what you want. You're gonna get breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You might wake up at 3 a.m. and then you'll get dinner.
Yeah, I do like what you were saying before. I almost thought you implied that soccer was indoors, which would be kinda crazy, but I'm sure exists. A big stadium, I would like to see this.
Yes, it does. It's all over the world. Played by every boy and girl. Soccer, yes, the beautiful game. We see it once and we are never the same. But back to tennis. You know I love it, son. Watching you and your wife Wimbledon. I love them when they throw up those trophies. I wanna get it, oh, so I'm Morty.
Yeah, baseball, I love it. and it's hard, but I'm now thinking about all those soccer cards. Yellow cards, red cards, I love those cards, and I'm like a blue.
Yeah, yo, Zach, I got your card, fellow. I know that you're working up to that card that's yellow. I know you like yellow card, know you love it so hard. Go ahead and sing that song that you love.
Find you now, things would get better. We've done this before, I could sing this song, baseball lasts forever. Now back to sports, of which baseball is the best, of course.
Oh yeah, tennis, by the way, I'm in no hurry, because you think you're the judge, and the jury, and all the other people, but no one cares, because tennis is boring and too many stairs. Soccer is the way to go. You can play it with a glow stick up your ass. I don't know how it goes, but you run a whole lot, and then it shows.
Yes, score, dribble, but also pass, but most importantly, have a glow stick up your ass. If you're Ronaldo or Modric, you know that you gotta have that glow stick.
Yeah, let me name a bunch of famous baseball players, all of whom had glow sticks up their butt. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Babe Ruth, other baseball players.
Well, listen, Croatia, have you heard of it? A couple years ago, no one gave a shit, but the World Cup put them on the stage, and now red and white is all the rage, but not as much rage as red, white, and blue, because France has won. What can you do?
I love what you said. I love it so much, it's in my head. You know I cannot lie. I love Croatia till I die. I watch those games at a real-ass church. Got up early, got left in the lurch.
Some true Jessica stories.
Soccer, and here's what I thought. Oh no, that's the only sport I got. Here's the truth, and you know what I am. I love Croatia so much, check my Instagram.
Boom. This, that, which sport is the best? Sung by people with a passing familiarity with sports that best music. Yeah.
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 Get physical, get out there, hit those balls.
Get that glow stick.
Get that glow stick. Get up your butt. Gene Villapete!
Thank you guys, so thank you so much.
Thank the dear Lord, AP Bio got a second season. That show is so funny. You're so funny on it.
Check also, it out, guys. So must-see TV.
It is truly must-see TV. And also must-see TV, check out Gene on HBO's Sharp Objects. Uh-oh, this lady's got range.
Yeah. Gene, what are your socials? Where can people find you?
My last name is Villepique. That's where I am on the socials.
Get it.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you to our guest piano player, Aaron Wilson. He's fantastic. Woo! We're so happy he has
Aaron Wilson.
With us.
You can check him out every Thursday at UCB Sunset in Los Angeles with the show Magic to Do.
He's also just the best dude. He's playing for all those students, so anyone who's come out of LA is like being quaffed and put together by Aaron Wilson's beautiful music.
Really lifting up a bunch of people who a lot of the time need some help, and that's great because Aaron's there for you.
And guys, we got Dane on the drums.
We got Brett mixing those levels so right.
We got
and
Mail Lady
nice.
Stacy.
Mail Lady Stacy, Fire Chief Doug.
They're all here. Oh, guys, if only that were true. Thank you for getting involved. Hashtag OffBookPod. We love you. And as we say at the end of every episode, if you're on HGTV,
you've got to be with me.